Hi everyone. So I'm a little late again. It's 12:16 in the morning on what's the date? February 3rd, Sunday. I'm gonna try to talk a little quiet and I'll get into why here in a moment. So how was my day? My day was really good. I woke up. I'm gonna light some sage here. I woke up about like 6:30 and tried to go back to sleep for a little bit. Couldn't, so I got up and cleaned, did laundry, went and worked out. And, excuse me, sorry, I'm drinking diet soda. Some burping. Anyways, so when I get back from exercising, I attempt to take a shower and I hear like pounding like from downstairs, because I live on the third floor of an apartment complex, and I hear like this pounding and like just this racket like going on like in my bathroom and in my kitchen, and I don't think anything of it, right? And I got like YouTube going on, you know, so like I'm listening to some stuff, so I'm not really hearing what's going on. I just think the guy downstairs is like hanging stuff on the wall or whatever. And then like I think I hear my name, so like I pause my stuff. And I'm just, like, standing there trying to be quiet. And, like, I hear someone screaming my name. And my first thought was, is that I thought maybe it was, like, you know, like, a crazy ex or something. So I, like, go out into my living room and I look out the window. I don't see any vehicles out there. So I just, like, go about my business. And I keep hearing someone screaming my name. And it's the guy that lives below me. I don't know how he knows my name, because I have no idea what his name is, but he's, like, screaming my name, like, begging me to respond to him, because he's scared to come upstairs and talk to me. And I had no idea that, like, the walls were, I guess, like, that, what's the word? Shallow is what I want to say, but, like, I could hear everything that he was saying. And I'm like kind of, and I was freaked out. So I was like, I'm not going down there. Like, I'm not responding. So I come, like, I go to leave today and there's a note on my door that says like one of the pipes burst, you know, so like his bathroom is leaking from my tub. But yeah, so that's why I'm trying to talk quiet, is because I'm a little traumatized and he's probably listening to this. So he probably hears everything that I'm saying, even though I'm talking really quiet. But that happened. And so I put in, you know, if he's listening to this, I put in a maintenance request. It's fine. It'll be dealt with. I won't take a shower. Like, I'll deal with it. Anyway, hold on. Let me stage you guys. Okay, so that happened. And then what else did I do today? I went to, like, a support meeting, met up with someone, and then I went to another support meeting, which was kind of a part of another date that I went on, which was really lovely. So me and this gentleman went to a support meeting together, and then we went out to eat, and it was really nice, and it's just really nice. It's really, it's fun. I got a little crush and it's fun. And there was no kiss at the end of the date. You know, I got to keep him coming back for more. So I'm going to drive him crazy. Anyway, so I guess what I wanted to talk about tonight, or like one of the questions that came up from one of my friends, was how I got into the tarot. And for those of you who don't know, I've kind of talked about this before on like my Facebook Lives, and I don't know if I touched on this when I was on a previous podcast with someone, but so I got into tarot, what year is it, 2019? So this was the summer, I want to say it was like May or June of 2017. I had been reading a book called Sacred Contracts by Carolyn Mice, I believe is how you say her name. So I was reading that book, and what that book is about is archetypes. It's about like the collective consciousness, and you know, if anyone's done any kind of like reading or research on Carl Jung, it's a lot of his work, but she really expanded on it. So it's just about like clicking into those archetypes, because we all share those as a collective. So I was reading that book, and with that book, like the further you get into it, it starts to talk about like archetype deck that you can purchase that goes with that book. So you can do like an archetype wheel, you know, like so you got like archetype wheel, you got 12 houses, like astrology, which represents like different aspects of yourself or your life or like your personality. So I purchased this deck, and hold on, I'll actually go grab it, because I don't know, I'll take you guys with me. We'll gotta be really quiet. Casey's listening. Here it is. Archetype cards. Oopsie. I don't know what that was. So this deck, it's got 80 cards in it, and they're all archetypes. And basically, when you're reading this novel, you know, it asks you to go through these archetypes, and you have four, all of us have, hold on, I don't want to give you wrong information, so let me just double check really quick. I want to say we all share four archetypes, every human, and then you have to determine for yourself the remaining archetypes. So it's right, the four archetypes of survival. So we all share, every human shares these four archetypes: the child, the victim, the prostitute, and the saboteur. Anyway, so I'm kind of getting off topic, but so you have those four, and then you pick the remaining ones, and then you like cast your archetype wheel. And when I did that, that was definitely in June of 2017. I cast that wheel, and it tells you, once you have all of your cards, like you have to really like look within yourself and do a lot of reading on what those archetypes stand for. So it took a while. But once I got my 12 down, it tells you to flip all those cards over so you can't see what the archetypes are, and like mix them up. And then on pieces of paper, you write, the 12, you know, 12 numbers down, and you have to, you know, get into like a meditative space and basically just match these numbers up with the cards intuitively. And I did that, and when I flipped those cards over and looked at each of those archetypes in each of those houses, it was like insanely accurate. And I don't know, I don't really know how to describe it. It was very real, you know. It was just kind of like a spiritual experience, I guess. And when I did that, you know, when I was looking through this and like doing more reading in that book, it really reminded me of like the tarot deck for some reason. And I had no idea what the tarot deck or anything was at this point. So I go on Amazon and I buy, you know, like the most basic deck, the Rider-Waite tarot deck. And I'm like, I just want to kind of see like what a deck looks like. Like, this has to be the same thing, like archetypes, it has to be the same thing as a tarot deck. And sure enough, it is, you know. And so when people ask me like, how did you get into the tarot, I always tell them it's not something, it chooses you, it truly does. So if when people come to me and they tell me, like, I've been thinking about getting into the tarot, like, what are your suggestions? And I'm like, if you're really thinking about it and considering it, then do it, you know? And if it's not for you, then it's not, and that's fine. But, you know, practicing something like that never hurts. And I myself, I've never had anyone read my cards. I've only read other people's cards. And so I don't... Anyway, so I started... sorry, I was just thinking about I really want someone to read my cards. Anyway, so I really started practicing the deck, like really... just watching YouTube videos, really, you know. I just, after I got that deck, I YouTubed, tarot readings, and I found a lady that owns the Goddess Guidance, and I believe that she was the first tarot reader that I watched on YouTube, and then from there, I started watching Saltwater Heels, I believe is what hers is called. And her name is Missy, and she is from Hawaii. And she specializes a lot in, like, twin flame readings. And then from there, I watched The Quietest Revolution, which is Amber Khan. And those three are still the main ones that I watch to this day. I don't really watch any other ones. But yeah, those are just some of my suggestions. You know, if you're interested, just go to their YouTube channels and check those ladies out. And you'll find a lot of readers online. I mean, the community for tarot is enormous on YouTube. So the tarot deck is made up of the minor arcana and the major arcana. Major arcana are archetypes. Those are archetypes in our life. And the tarot deck has 78 cards. Hold on. I don't want to give you wrong information again. Let me look. I believe it's 78. Yeah. There it is. Yep, 78 cards. And then split into those two groups, the major arcana and the minor arcana. And you have 22 major arcana cards. And then 56 minor arcana. And the major arcana are, you know, the archetypes, basically, in, like, the spiritual realm. And what the major arcana is basically... the fool, taking the fool's journey to a spiritual awakening. And that, I don't know, when I learned that, because I was raised in, I guess, like, a religious upbringing, and, you know, I was kind of led to believe that this stuff was evil, you know, like, this stuff was of the devil. And I'm sure it can be, absolutely, if you're using it the wrong way. You know, if there's, you know what, I shouldn't say that, because there really is no right or wrong way. But for myself, if I'm using it in a way that is harmful to others or has no kind of, like, ethics or anything in it, then that to me would be, like, you know, an act of evil. So I really try to be mindful of, when I'm doing a reading with someone, that I'm not telling them what to do or anything like that. Like, I just read their cards. You know, when I do a reading with someone, I shuffle, you know, I knock on my deck three times, I shuffle it three times, and then I let them hold it so they can give their energy to it. And then I read their cards, you know, I shuffle and whatever comes out, and I just read them. And that's really all I am, is just that interpreter for the cards. So I try to be very mindful of the information that I tell people or what comes out, because I don't ever want to, you know, like, tell anyone what to do or how to live their life. I just want to be as helpful as possible. When people come to me, they often are
confused. You know, they don't know what to do. They could possibly be in denial about a situation. And they're looking for help. They're looking for some guidance. So I just try to be really mindful of that and just be as helpful and as useful as possible when I read someone's cards. But if you're interested, my suggestion would be to just get a basic deck. You know, the Rider-Waite Tarot deck is a perfect one. That's what I started out with. And I currently still do use that one. But it's a great deck to learn off of. And go through those cards. And what I do for myself is that I have to bond with my deck. So when I get a new deck, I don't ever read off of it right away. Like, I still have a deck in my bedroom that I bought probably 3 or 4 months ago that I have not done any readings on anyone with, because I have to bond with the deck before. And what I do is I individually go through all of the cards and I read them intuitively. You know, I try to see, like, what they're telling me. Like, what do I see in the cards? Was it trying to tell me? So I try to really take myself through the deck and read it that way. And then I also do, because some of these decks will come with, like, an instruction manual. So I'll also read that as well, just to get an idea of, you know, the person who made the deck. I want to know, like, what their outlook is on it as well. So I'll read that, and then a lot of mine... So, because it's kind of like, I don't know what it's called, but musicians have this thing where they're accessing two parts of their brain when they are playing an instrument, and that's what you do when you read the tarot deck. So you have, like, the knowledge, right? Like, the intellectual, but then you also have the, I don't know, like, the intuitive part of yourself working together, and you have to be completely out of yourself when you're doing that. When you're reading someone's cards, you have to take yourself out of it and just flow. You know, pull the knowledge that you know, pull it, you know, pull your knowledge out of your head and just read it intuitively. Whatever hits you're getting, whatever intuitive and hits that you're getting during that reading, communicate it. Anyway, so I hope that was kind of like a good little explanation of how I got into it. And it's really helped me a lot. It's like a meditative practice to me. So it's helped me a lot within the past year and a half now, right? Almost 2 years. It'll be 2 years in June. So it's been an interesting ride since then. Excuse me. I have to get some of my Diet Pepsi. But I guess we can pull a card here and talk about it for a moment, shall we? I won't keep you guys too long. Things are just going really well in my life right now. Work is going really good. I'm very tired this weekend. I'm getting things figured out, you know, trying to manage my time a lot better. I'm a lot happier. I'm a lot happier. I recently had gotten out of a relationship about like a month and a half, 2 months ago. And I just have to say, this is with any kind of relationship, like with friendship, family, anything, you know, if it is just pulling away from your peace, if you don't even feel at peace by yourself or with this person, you know, you just have to get out of it. You have to. Like, I feel so much freer and I sleep better at night. I feel better about myself. And this is nothing to do with the other person. Like, do you know what I mean? It's all to do with us. And that's what it all comes down to in any relationship, is self-love, is how we feel about ourselves, is, you know, our character, our boundaries, our values, our morals. And are we standing by those, and I think we compromise those a lot. I do anyway, and I have in the past, getting into relationships, and I'm not doing that anymore. And as soon as I made that decision, like, things have just been so much more peaceful in my life, and I'm enjoying just where I'm at right now, and I'm enjoying, like, the newness of, you know, this friendship, whatever this is with this other person that I'm seeing right now. And it's just, it's, there's so much more respect, and it's just genuine, and it's fun, and I'm just so grateful. I'm just had to share that with you guys. I'm just really grateful for where I'm at right now. Okay, anyway, let's go ahead and pull a card. Hold on. And then we'll kind of talk about it. So the last time that I was on here was a week ago when we pulled the Ace of Swords. You know, which is all about truth and communication. I'm going to sage this deck really quick, and then I'll pull a card. And thank you, everyone, that listened to my podcast. Thank you so much for the kind words about it, and thank you so much for your support in this new, you know, this new journey that we're going down together. So it's fun. And thank you, everyone, who purchased jewelry this past week. I had a order from the UK, and then I had another one tonight, but I didn't get to see who or where that was from. And also, excuse me, that Valentine's Day giveaway, I don't know if I talked about that the last time I was on here, but I'm doing a Valentine's Day giveaway. It's a rose quartz heart pendant. And if you go on my Instagram, which is all lowercase gypsy period O, you'll find it on there. And then also on my Facebook page, which is Gypsy O Jewelry. If you go on there, you'll see it, and just follow the instructions, and I will be announcing the winner February 6th for that. Okay. The King of Pentacles is what came out. And this can represent a person. This could be an earth sign, a Taurus, Virgo, Capricorn, particularly of the masculine energy. This is also about comfort and stability, finances. This is about taking the action on any of those, any aspect of that, you know, any aspect of, you know, like your finances, your comfort, your home life, those things that manifest in the earth realm, right? So this could be, you know, a masculine energy coming in. That doesn't mean like a male or female, just a masculine energy. This could be of some importance possibly within this next week. Job. This could be job or career is what I'm feeling from this. Job or career, and taking the, you know, really just being mindful of that and taking the correct actions in regards to that, you know, standing in your truth in that. I'm just trying to feel if I see anything else. I don't think so. Abundance. Just be mindful of finances and career right now. It could be some importance to someone within the next week. But what do I know?
Yeah, I don't really think I have anything else that I want to talk about, but you know, if you guys have any, I feel like I'm saying like the whole time because I don't listen back on my podcast, so I apologize. This is new, but I don't think that I cussed during this, which is really good. Anyway, if you guys have any questions or if you want to talk about anything on this podcast, send me a message, send me a comment. You can also send me like messages and stuff on the Anchor app as well. And thank you everyone who did send me messages on the Anchor app the last time that I posted. So I'm gonna go to bed because I have to work tomorrow for Super Bowl party. I love you all. Life is great. Life is a trip. It's cool though. All right, you guys, have a good night, and thank you so much for all of your support. I love you all. Bye.